Coming to you from the mountains and the plains, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance.
And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire. We are hoping that Joe will join us. He's kind of hinted that he might be speaking at the Freedom Plaza rally today in D.C., so we have our eye on that live stream. That's probably why he hasn't called in yet, because he's getting ready to go up there. If he does end up speaking, we'll make sure that we bring that live during the podcast, and hopefully he can tune in and call in once he is available to. But in the meantime, there's a lot to go over. But before we do anything, I have to let everyone know we just got throttled again by Facebook. I put up a post that I thought was harmless enough. It had pictures of male Democrats and then pictures of female Democrats. And on the top of the picture, it said mentally ill and woe mentally ill. A joke, a play on the amen, a woe man. And that got taken down for hate speech, because apparently you're not even allowed to sarcastically or sarcastically joke about someone's mental illness. This is ridiculous. So we're throttled again. So what do we need you all to do? We need you to hit share, because people are going to see our show organically today on Facebook. We need to hit share. We need you to like and follow our Facebook page. But most importantly, we need you to text the word freedom to 89517. Freedom to 89517. This throttling is going to stop. Facebook's going to stop giving people the notification when we go live. So the way around that is text freedom to 89517. And you will get a text alert when we go live. And we're going to start sending those out a little earlier in the day, because people keep reporting that they're getting it too late into the show. And the reason for that is that we now have, I think it's upwards of 4,000 people signed up for the text alerts. And you can't just send them all out at once, because then you'll get banned by the carrier. So you have to kind of put them out bit by bit by bit. You have to kind of separate it. So that's why they go out late. It's not that we're behind the eight ball on it. It's because we have so many people, we have to actually stagger it to get out. But if you text freedom to 89517, you'll get an alert, a link, and you don't have to worry about Facebook and YouTube giving you that alert. Because we are throttled again for saying that there are female congresswomen who are woe mentally ill. That is why we are throttled again. We are hate speech. We got hit with a hate speech warning. Don't you just love the Karens on our page who have nothing better to do than to report us for hate speech? Don't you just love it? Let's go to my screen. This is breaking news the last couple hours. Dominion's voting machines in Georgia, surprise, they're down. And surprise, they're in three Republican areas. The machines are down. So people are being told to vote. And the election officials are saying, don't worry that the scanners are down. We'll scan them later. So I'm gonna take off my please don't sue me bro hat. And I'm going to put on my skeptic hat and say, wow, this looks just like what we experienced in November. The machines are broken. Don't worry. We'll scan them later when there's no one around to watch us scan them. And we send all of the poll watchers home. Let me take my skeptic hat off right now, and I'm going to put back on my please don't sue me bro hat, and we'll get back to talking about the news. But yeah, interesting. Dominion, and this is the quote, Dominion machines in three of the largest Republican precincts are down. They are told they can't scan their ballots because the machines don't work. The poll workers are saying, when it's fixed, we'll scan it for you. There's all kinds of red flags. So it's not just that the machines are broken, the scanners are broken. So when you vote, you're supposed to then put your ballot in the machine to scan it. And the election officials are saying, okay, just leave your ballots with us and pinky swear promise, we'll scan it for you. Yeah, like that's not a recipe for fraud. No, Josh asks in the comment section how on Facebook, how much more can they get away with? I don't know. They honestly, I guess, think that we're stupid. So you can take that down off the screen, Mr. Producer. Machines are down. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Actually, you can put my screen back up because this was my favorite quote from yesterday. Georgia did a press conference. I forget this guy's name. He's Raffensperger's deputy number two. He's a raving anti-Trumper. If anyone knows his name, put it in the comment section. He's not important enough and worth it for me to remember his name. This is an actual quote from yesterday's press conference. If you genuinely believe that Democrats are cheating, then your job is to turn out and make it harder for them to cheat. No, that's your job. Everyone should vote regardless. This idea that the Democrats are going to cheat and it's just going to happen, so make sure that enough Republicans turn out so that the cheating doesn't win. That's not how it works. Sterling, is that his name? Someone just posted it. Gabriel Sterling. Yeah, there you go. That guy, raving anti-Trumper. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That was a real quote. It was a real quote from their press conference yesterday. And again, I love how enthusiastic their sign language interpreter is. He really is one of the best in the business, if you've ever watched those Georgia Secretary of State press conferences. Well, we'll jump right into the topic of the day. I don't know if we'll spend a whole hour talking about this, but it's important enough to talk about because we're being stabbed in the back again. Yeah, the Republicans are doing it again. The Republicans just have this way of promising to do one thing and then never doing it. I mean, we called out Brian Cutler, the House Majority Leader in Pennsylvania, how he single-handedly blocked a special session of the or a vote in the legislature to decertify the election results. They wanted to do it. He said no. The legislature expired, and the decertification never went through. He said, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. Then a week later, he signs on to the Supreme Court, Texas versus Pennsylvania, the one that was a long shot. He signs on to it. Right. So when he had the power to actually affect change, he refused to do anything. But he signed on to the long shot Supreme Court case to make it seem like he was doing something. I mean, that's what the Republicans always do. They talk. And then when it comes time to put that talk into action, they're noticeably missing. Ms. Brewster, go ahead, put up my screen. This is a Twitter tweet from Mo Brooks. He is Republican congressman from Alabama. He's the guy who started this whole challenge. He was the first one to come out here and say, yes, under Title III, Section 15 of the United States Code, I am challenging the election results. This is a tweet he put out yesterday. Promises made, promises kept. Today, I signed objections to tainted Electoral College vote submissions of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Senators, time to sign up too. America must not tolerate voter fraud and election theft that undermines our republic. He's right. And that's a picture of him signing. Here's the interesting part about that. So he signed all of them. Only one senator has signed so far, Josh Hawley, but he has only signed on to one state. Josh Hawley signed on to challenge Pennsylvania. In other words, he didn't sign on to be the senator to challenge Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Wisconsin. So Ted Cruz and his merry band of 10 other GOPers, where are their signatures? Tomorrow's the big day. And if that piece of paper arrives at the podium without a Republican congressman, without a congressman and a senator co-signing it, it doesn't get filed. It doesn't get heard. There's no objection. There's no debate. There's no on-the-record vote. Where are the Republican senators? I'd love to give Ted Cruz the benefit of the doubt. I'd love to, but we don't have time for the benefit of the doubt. We don't have time to give Republicans the benefit of the doubt that they'll do the right thing. It's tomorrow. And by the way, we're going to be doing an extra long podcast tomorrow. Mr. Producer Josh, make sure that we book out the studio for a couple extra hours before and after. Probably a 2 or 3 hour show tomorrow because we don't want to go live during it. Everyone's going to be watching it, but we will we'll basically do a live stream of it. That's happening tomorrow. Where are the Republican senators? Where's Ted Cruz? I mean, Ted Cruz, I got a fundraising email from Ted Cruz. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find that fundraising email. I don't want to share my personal email address. That would be bad. I think I can show this. Let me take a picture of it real quick. I got a fundraising email from Ted Cruz. And the fundraising email says, today's the day. You may have seen some breaking news. He's challenging the Electoral College results. Challenging them. Yeah, I'm going to put it up on the screen in a second. Where is this? Here we go. Mr. Bruiser, put up my screen. Today is the day. He sent this out through Conservative Review. It says, Max, today is the day. You may have seen the breaking news. Over the past few days, I've been leading the charge by organizing 10 other Republican senators to demand Congress conduct an emergency 10-day audit of the election results in the states with disputed results. If Congress fails to conduct this emergency audit, I will reject the electors from the disputed states on January 6th. Believe me, the Democrats are aiming to force the full force of their fire at me. Yada, yada, yada. This is a scam. I mean, I'd love to give Ted Cruz the benefit of the doubt, but the way he's doing this guarantees failure. Do you see that it's conditional? If Congress fails to conduct this emergency audit, I will reject the electors from the disputed states on January 6th. So what he's saying is in order for him to object, and we can take this down off the screen, if you get this email, do not donate to this email. He doesn't need your money to sign the piece of paper. He doesn't need that. He wants it. He wants your money to sign the piece of paper. He wants you to pull out your checkbook, pull out your credit card, and to contribute to his reelection before he'll sign the piece of paper. Mo Brooks didn't need your credit card to sign the piece of paper. He did it because it was the right thing to do. But Ted Cruz and his merry band of 10 apparently require fundraising. And this is the thing. Everyone, hit that share button right now. Hit the share button. More people need to know this. Here's the thing. Tomorrow, I think it starts at noon my time. I think it's 1 p.m. Eastern. Congress will go into session at 12 noon. The House will hold 1 hour of session before the joint session. So what Ted Cruz is saying is he's saying that in that 1 hour before, he's requiring that the House pass a resolution, the Senate pass the same resolution, and I guess it'd be signed by the president. I mean, it's not going to happen. What Ted Cruz is demanding tomorrow, there isn't time tomorrow for it to happen, right? He's not going to get tomorrow a vote and passage on his demand for an audit. That won't happen. So saying that I'll reject this conditionally, it's CRAP. You don't need my credit card. You don't need my checkbook. You don't need certain things, ABC, to happen. You just need to get off your butt, Ted Cruz, and sign the same pieces of paper that Mo Brooks signed. We only need one. I'm happy to have 11, 12. That's great. But to object, to have the objection heard and filed, we only need one congressman. We only need one senator. How the hell are we less than a day away and there's only one senator signed on, and he's only signed on to one state? How the hell is that what's happening? And why is Ted Cruz fundraising? Why are all these other people fundraising? No, this makes me furious. This makes me absolutely furious. The Republican Party will not do the right thing unless you drag them kicking and screaming and force them to. You have to force them to do it. You have to. Mo Brooks, props to him for doing the right thing. I mean, that's what the rally in D.C. is all about, right? They're literally planning to rally at Congress, at the Supreme Court. It's pressure, putting pressure on these people to do the right thing. And yeah, it would be great if they could do the right thing for the country's sake. It'd be great. But ultimately, the one thing they really only care about is their own reelection. Again, evidenced by the fact that Ted Cruz is fundraising off of this little scheme. Come on, do the right thing. And you all need to rise up and do the right thing too and put pressure on them. This is it. The future of our republic is going to get decided in the next 24 hours. I mean, there's people saying that that Mike Pence can reject them and push them back to the states. Yeah, he can. It's never been done before. But ultimately, whether Mike Pence does the right thing or doesn't, we need Congress to step up. We cannot have a president with an asterisk next to his name. The American people deserve better. The American people deserve better. So I need everyone. I need everyone to pick up that phone today. Call your congressmen, your senators. Get on your email account. Email them. We have a fax blast that we're running today. Join the fax blast. Help us put pressure on all of Congress to do the right thing. Because now is not the time to go silent. Now is not the time to sit on your hands. Now is not the time to say that we did enough. We'll put it in God's hands now. No, we have to keep fighting. We have to keep fighting because, listen, these people will not do the right thing unless they are forced to do it. Unless they are forced to do it. So we have a phone number today. I want to hear from you guys. I want to see what you guys think. We're watching the rally from Freedom Plaza to see if Joe is going to speak while we're live. But the phone in number, if you want to call in and let me know what you think about all of this, 888-441-1121. That's 888-441-1121. And as I mentioned, our Fax Blast link is in the description if you want to join it today. Whether you join the Fax Blast or don't, you got to get up and you got to put pressure on these people. So we're going to keep looking through the news of the day. Because listen, the Georgia election is going on today. Georgia election, you have all these patriots in DC, more coming. Yesterday, do you see this? The head of the so-called Proud Boys, he got arrested. He got arrested immediately after he touched down in DC. And the reason he got arrested is because the last time he was there, he burned a Black Lives Matter banner. And the owner of that banner, which was apparently a church, took issue with it. And he was arrested, I guess, on misdemeanor destruction of property. And then when they, I guess, pat him down, searched his bags, they found ammunition magazines for a gun that, according to the reports, exceeded the maximum allowed capacity under DC's assault weapon ban. So the guy gets arrested for burning a Black Lives Matter banner. Wouldn't it be great if the BLMers and the Antifa people who stole Patriots American flags and burned them, wouldn't it be great if they got the same treatment? But no, he got arrested for that, and then they found magazines on him. So, I mean, listen, I don't know anything about really the Proud Boys, anything about him, but I do think it's a bad idea to have his group there without his leadership, right? No matter what you think of it. If you're going to have all these people in DC, you don't want to just cut the head off the snake. You don't want to take the leader out of the equation and have them just be a mob, leaderless. No. And you see that it's being run by this woman, Jeannie Rhee. She was one of the lawyers in the Mueller investigation. Jeannie Rhee, she was a lawyer in the Mueller investigation. Now she's working with DC to arrest the head of the Proud Boys. They call it the National Guard, and there's going to be 300 National Guard members in D.C. tomorrow. 300 National Guard soldiers in D.C. tomorrow for crowd control. Notice how they weren't there when there were riots. When there were riots over Black Lives Matter, the mayor of D.C. actually fought against using the National Guard. And when Donald Trump brought in federal troops, she tried to stop him. But no, now when Trump supporters are gathering peacefully, without any hint of violence, she's calling in the National Guard. We've also heard reports today that DC police have escorted buses of Antifa militants into the city. Yes, you heard that correctly. Antifa took buses to get into the city, and they were apparently given a police escort. So the very people who want to descend the whole thing into violence got a police escort, but all the peaceful patriots who just want Congress to do the right thing, they're getting the National Guard. Interesting stuff. So we do have a caller. We do have Chris on the line, and Chris wants to share what he thinks about the do nothing Republicans, all talk, no action Republicans. Chris, how's it going?
Good afternoon, Max. Chris out of Denver. You know, out here in the Western states, you have herds of cattle and you got cattlemen. And you always have that one cattleman that stands at the bar and talks about his cattle and his ranch and all that. And he never has any damn cattle. He never shows up. So we call it all hat, no cattle out here.
Yep.
So what we've got is a bunch of Republican representatives, the Republican Party in general. They never, ever do service to their lips. are flapping in the breeze. They never do service to what they say they're going to do. And we see this over and over and over again. And as you're making an example of Antifa buses being escorted into areas, and we've had rallies here in Denver where, the powers that be, whether it's a mayor or a governor, they stand back and allow the rabble, Antifa, and the chaos that they want to create within our society. So when you hear Joe talk, your friend Joe Oldman, when you hear him talk about the multi layers of things, it's intentionally set up in our society that we're distracted by five or six things. I can't tell you how often I'll hear a friend say, "I am just tired." And they mean physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, this stuff is wearing people out. But I want to have a call to action. When tomorrow rolls around, if there's a rally in your city, and I'm speaking to your listeners at this point, go to the rallies. Be down there. Don't be afraid of violence. In Denver, we've got a rally that starts at our state capitol at noon, and it'll go until 4 o'clock. And UADF and several other protective forces will be down there. Matter of fact, there'll probably be about a third of the crowd. If there's 2,000 people down there, we'll be about a third of that. So, get off your couch. I think Joe said it this way. Get off your couch, put the Twinkie down, and go show up at these rallies and hit the fax blast that you're talking about. So it's time for us as your listeners to, get our cattle and quit talking about how good we are and go do it. Did I offend anybody, Max? I'm sorry if I did.
I don't think so, but I think there's probably someone at Facebook who could find a little bit of hate speech in what you said somewhere. I guarantee it.
Oh, really? Oh,
I guarantee it. There's hate speech in everything. There's racism everywhere, right? It's everywhere. It's everywhere. I've always loved the phrase "all hat, no cattle," because it really, I mean, you see the same with like redneck culture, where people who buy the pickup truck, right? They put the American the Confederate flag sticker on the truck, but then they live in the suburbs in like a very expensive house. So I've always loved the saying because it fits. It's obviously it's a very Colorado way to describe it, but it fits pretty much everything. You see it on the left too, with people like Rachel Dolezal pretending to be black. It really is a great way of describing it. And with the GOP, it's absolutely true. Why keep you on the line, Mr. Producer? Put up my screen. This was a tweet from Trump yesterday, where he said the surrender caucus.
The Republican Party wants to lead us to believe. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to read the tweet and get your response to it. The surrender caucus within the Republican Party will go down in infamy as weak and ineffective, quote, guardians of our nation who were willing to accept the certification of fraudulent presidential numbers. That was a Trump tweet from yesterday. What do you think of that?
Trump is flavor of the day when they think it's going to boost their ratings. So any senator, any congressperson is looking to be reelected. Their only job, the day they hit the beltway, it's immediately, how am I going to gain power? How am I going to gain seats? How am I going to gain position? And then back home, how am I going to get money to get reelected the next time? Very rarely. I mean, new freshman congressman, let's look at Miss Boebert out of Colorado. Here's this young, bright-eyed woman, and I hope she can do what we hope she can do, but she'll be co-op. These people want to bring you into the Uniparty. It's a fixed game. They're all looking to stay in the Beltway. And so when you hear one, as you're reading that tweet, I'm sitting there thinking, she's just doing lip service to it. So the Republican Party never, ever puts up their dukes. They always tell us they're going to. They always tell us they're going to fight for what's right. They're always going to fight for what we elect them for. And they show up and they never do the job. Out of Colorado, they designed a system, and that's how our state went blue. And Ted Trimpa wrote it for the billionaires in our state, and that's how we got a governor. And that's how Texas almost went blue in the last election. They're calling it the Colorado plan. And they take the Democrats take a game plan, and they lay it out, and they follow it to the letter. They know exactly what they're going to do for each other. They know how they're going to fund it, and they have the billionaires behind it. The Republican Party will stand there and pretend they've got a game plan, and they'll give lip service, and they'll pretend they have cattle, and they've only got one nice, clean, white hat that never gets dirty because they don't get down in the trenches, roll up their sleeves, and do their job.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Well, thank you so much for the call.
It's always great to get. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. It's always great to get the Colorado, the rural perspective on it. And yeah, it's all hat and no cattle. And that reminds me with this. Let's go ahead, Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This just broke yesterday. Kamala Harris appears to repeatedly plagiarize Martin Luther King anecdote. So Kamala Harris told this story, and people in the comment section on Facebook were just talking about this, saying that I want freedom. It just made me laugh. She tells this story that she, Kamala Harris, was at a civil rights rally, right? Sitting in her stroller, yada, yada, yada. And her mom, according to her story, looked down at her and said, well, what's wrong? What do you want? And she just said, freedom, like F-W-E-E-D-O-M. Like, oh, and the story's meant to make Kamala Harris look like this prodigy, civil rights prodigy, that even as a toddler, she knew that she wanted freedom. The amazing thing is when they say that she plagiarized Martin Luther King, that's only half of it. And they bury this at the New York Post Beneath the Fold. That Martin Luther King interview that she plagiarized was with Playboy magazine in 1965. Now, I would love to know the person who made that connection, saw the Kamala Harris interview and said, hey, you know what? Back in 1965, Martin Luther King said the same thing to Playboy. That would be the only person who actually bought Playboy for the articles. I want to know who that was. But it's amazing because it's the same phoniness. We see it on the right. We see it on the left. We see it with the all hat, no cattle. It's the same kind of phoniness that they're pretending to be something that they aren't. And they're willing to say and do anything, whatever it takes, to keep up that facade. So people in the comment section are saying freedom. Yeah, no, I saw that yesterday. I was like, no. But yeah, no, apparently Kamala Harris also reads 1960s Playboy for the articles. Don't worry, it's just for the articles. She's not interested in the pictures, obviously, because she, Tanner says that was me. He was the one who read it for the articles. Okay. So it's funny stuff, but you got to laugh. You got to laugh at what comes out, but realize that, yeah, all these things are meant to be a distraction, just like that Trump Georgia call. That's meant to be a distraction so you don't focus on the actual Georgia election. When they bring on Carl Bernstein to say, it's worse than Watergate. That's his one trick. He's a one-trick pony. They bring him on only when they want him to say that something's worse than Watergate. It's meant to take your eyes off of what's going on in Georgia, which, as we talked about at the start of the show, the Dominion machines are broken again. They're not working. Oh, just leave your ballots with us. We'll scan them later, pinky swear. Promise. It's incredible. And then you see what Project Veritas put out yesterday. Project Veritas put out a video. We're not going to play it here because it's already been labeled as fake news. Like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they've already started throttling people who share. I mean, we're already throttled, so I guess we'd be safe. What's amazing, though, is James O'Keefe published it. Let's go ahead, Mr. Brewster, put up my screen. We won't play it, but James O'Keefe published it. It said, how many voters are registered at 201 Washington Street in Atlanta, Georgia, while not residing there? Thousands. And this was a charity that basically lets the homeless sign up to use their address as their mailing address so they can get an ID so they can vote. That's very, very illegal. But what was amazing was 30 minutes after this video got posted, Twitter manually added this claim about election fraud is disputed. That was manual. That wasn't algorithmic. They went in, they disputed it. No one's disputed it. They literally have a video talking with people who work at this charitable organization, admitting that they encourage homeless people to use it as their address. And then they go through and they show you just how many people are registered to vote at the address. But Twitter says, oh, that is disputed. Let's just see real quick. Let's see what happens if we click that. Oh, so if you click that, it's not actually tailored to that claim. It just says voter fraud of any kind is exceedingly rare in the United States. Election experts confirm. So even if you find voter fraud, don't worry. It's disputed because the experts say that it doesn't happen. And even if you found it, couldn't possibly be true because it doesn't happen. Unbelievable. We talk about the legislature, the Republicans only doing the right thing when they think it's actually not going to work out. Mr. Brewster, put up my screen again. Lots of going back to my screen. This is the latest news out of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin legislature announces a resolution to be introduced on Thursday, which will likely decertify state and award to President Trump. So there, the Wisconsin legislature is voting on Thursday on a resolution. It doesn't actually say decertify, but it starts that process. They are literally a day late and a dollar short. The certification vote is on Wednesday. Introducing a resolution to potentially decertify fraudulent results on Thursday is quite literally a day late. That is what the GOP looks like. The GOP had over a month and a half to get this done. Over a month and a half. And now they're finally going to hold a vote one day after the certification vote, at which point it'll be too late to stop it. Really. This is what GOP cowardice looks like. They didn't want to actually do it, but they know they can't survive if they do nothing. So they do the bare minimum necessary to make it look like they're doing something without actually having to affect any outcome. That is the formula. If you want to be a modern day Republican, that's the formula you file. Do nothing, and then at the very last minute, do something that you know cannot actually work, cannot actually succeed. Again, our number is 888-441-1121. We do have Zach on the line. Hey, Zach, how's it going?
Good. You just made a great point, so I had to call and kind of reiterate so people actually really take in the media ADD that they play on the American people.
Okay, what point specifically? Because I'm doing stream of consciousness here.
Yeah, so like the perfect example is when we started investigating the Mueller report, right? And then we had the Horowitz and Durham's report that was supposed to be coming, and then the reports never come out. And then now at this point, the media has gone over to election fraud or lack thereof, depending on what side you're on, but they completely control the narrative, and the American people don't have the voice of what they should actually be interested in, because there's all these special interests that are trying to control it with all the globalist corporate media. That's what I call them nowadays.
Well, yeah, it's like a big shell game. If anyone's ever played the shell game and got caught into that scam, find where the ball is under the cup, or whatever you call it. The ball is never actually under the cup, right? It's just complete misdirection. They take the, yeah. Through sleight of hand, they take the ball away, and then they force you to look at other things. I mean, that really is what's happened the last 4 years.
Well, it's the same with Ukraine right now, because that's playing into the whole when they impeached Trump for nothing, basically. It was just Democrats being like, we're going to come together, but first, we're going to impeach Trump, even if you guys don't want us to, because he's impeached forever. Ha, ha, ha.
And now they want to impeach him again.
Yeah. Well, they want to come together, Mac. Georgia.
Yeah. We come together.
Biden's
going to
bring it together, remember.
Well, he's going to fight for the soul of the nation only after everyone else gets thrown into re-education camps.
Yeah. Well, you look at China. I mean, that's a perfect look at the China model. That's what's going to be coming to the United States. Like the Uyghurs.
Yeah.
You have 3.4 million people that are living in a cell block, basically. And if you do anything wrong, they take you away and basically brainwash you in a camp. Like,
yeah,
it's insane.
Well, you mentioned the Russia investigation, Mr. Brewster. Put up my screen. This is one of the latest articles from BuzzFeed News. Trump gave the top civilian honor to Devin Nunes for undermining the Russia investigation. No, he gave it to Nunes because Nunes's work in those early days was crucial in revealing the entire Russia investigation to be a sham. Right? But they're actually now circling back. They're circling back and hoping that you forget the entire thing was a sham. And they're trying to reintroduce it as truth. It's incredible the power that these people have, the power that social media has to amplify one opinion over the other. It's incredible that we've let it get this way. And And it's ultimately shameful that it's completely shameful that the Republicans did not vote to amend Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And then immediately after keeping that big tech power in place, then complained that big tech was censoring them. It's just incredible. And I really do think that a lot of this, just like we saw with Ted Cruz fundraising off of this, and he hasn't even signed the objection yet. I think a lot of it comes down to money, as you mentioned. A lot of it comes down to wanting to hold on to their power. And frankly, they think that we're all too stupid to see through it.
Well, they control the speech. I mean, when you let them create what the story is about that people talk about, I mean, the whole independent thing with Facebook, it is a breakthrough for independent as long as it's not censored. But the whole censoring thing is just, I don't get what world restricting free speech is a good thing, unless if people are like actively encouraging violence on their stream. Like everything else, if you're just investigation stuff, you should be allowed to do that and make your own decision on what you think is true. But they're making it so you can't. You can only think what they want.
Yeah, it's the complete opposite. I mean, I said this on the show yesterday. If you truly believe that someone's a conspiracy theorist, the best thing you can do is let them keep talking. Because if what they're saying truly is crazy, people will hear it and people will stop listening. It's the Streisand effect. The minute that you censor something, you actually amplify its reach because people want to see what are you censoring. I mentioned that at the start. We just got hit with hate speech for a meme that says if it's mentally ill, does that mean if a Democrat woman is crazy, is it woe mentally ill? And they hit us for hate speech. And so they took it down. But then all of the people on our page started posting it in the comments. So more people saw it. So it really does have the opposite of the effect that they want. And it's just, I mean, I think part of this is also that the people that went to college the last 10 years, now they have positions in these companies and they're trying to make the world like their college campuses. Like I remember I went to Boston College. And it was a Catholic school. Everyone went to the school knowing it was a Catholic school. There was a protest over the fact that there was a cross in every single classroom. I mean, like, those are the kinds of snowflakes that are in these positions of power now trying to take the twisted college university lifestyle and apply it to everyone else. And they're getting away with it, which is insane. And you're right.
Well, not only that. The people aren't actually looking at what the politicians are doing. Like, they listen to the words. That was the most interesting conversation I had with my brother. Because I was like, debate me on policy. I bet you can't take anything on foreign aid and foreign policy. Trump is the best over Biden, like, hands down, compared 2014, 2012 to where we're at now. Like, they can't debate on policy. So it's all identity. That's all. It's just, I don't like what he says on Twitter. If he could just shut up on Twitter, it'd be better. But I'm like, yeah, but what he's actually doing is like Operation Legend. People don't talk about that at all in the news, where it's actually like going into these neighborhoods that have organized crime problems and the civilians can't get away from it, that they're helping prosecute these shootings that are happening now, which is like, that's huge.
I think it was the mayor of Kansas City. I think it was the mayor of Kansas City actually apologized. I think it was Kansas City. He actually apologized for letting the feds come in under Operation Legend and arrest 100 plus criminals. He apologized. I mean, that's how pathetic this has gone.
Like, these are kids they're killing. People that haven't even lived the life that are dying in their home. Like, if you want to talk about Black Lives Matter, this is the issue that everyone that actually knows what's happening in the Black community right now, there is organized, just like our government is organized crime, there's organized crime that has a grip on these communities. LA's homeless problem, where do all those drugs come from that those people are tripping out on the street? And nothing happens. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, people look around and say, wow, this has really gone downhill, and then they vote for the same people. I mean, that's what they do
needle exchange programs, and that has the opposite effect. You have more usage after they put the needle exchange programs in. It's like, all right, guys, something we're doing is not working. Yeah. If you want to spend $1 billion a year, let's figure out a program that actually helps these people and brings them back into society. Like, that's a lot of money to just be like, well, it's getting worse. Oh, well, we need more money, government.
The craziest thing I've ever seen when I looked in, when I started studying the needle exchange program, is that in San Francisco specifically, you're supposed to, if you do a needle exchange, there's supposed to be an exchange. It's supposed to be, you give us back the old needle and then we'll give you the new needle. But what they found was there was that people weren't actually exchanging the needle. They were just coming for a new needle. And that's why you have the situation where you go into areas of San Francisco and there's just hypodermic needles everywhere. You go to the water and there's just needles everywhere because they're not actually even doing the exchange part. They can't even do the exchange. Right? They're too terrified of saying,
we pay for that and they can't even do, like, clean up your neighbor. And then they want to talk about, let's be green, let's pick up the world. And it's like, okay, let's do that. How do we figure this out? We have the most innovative people in the world living in the United States. The freedom of consciousness that we have as Americans allows for some of the greatest innovation. It's why Sweden is also very innovative as a country, because it allows people the freedom to choose. Like, even charter schools, this is a whole different topic. Joe would love to talk about this, but charter schools being blocked, I mean, you probably will too, but they're blocked. Yeah. You can't go to schools that can cater to, like, let's say your kid really loves building and you want to send them to a school for trades or science and biology or biochemistry or whatever you want to do. You can do specialized schools.
Yeah, they like
actually
STEM
care
schools.
About your kid. Yeah. Yeah. And you can't use your tax dollars for it right now. But if you look at, like, what Sweden's doing, Sweden's private sector is amazing. And so is their public sector, because the public sector has to keep up with the private sector or no one will use the public sector.
Yeah.
So it creates competition instead of these, like, swamp unions that is just, we know what big organizations do. Some of them do good things, but typically they're not the greatest. And bring it down to the individual level and let communities take care of communities. Like, looking for the government to solve your problems is not going to do anything.
I was watching a clip from yesterday. I don't have it ready to go, but it was in Florida. Ron DeSantis was doing a press conference and a CNN reporter asked him why one particular hospital had such a long line for people to get the COVID vaccine. And DeSantis is like, I don't know what you're talking about. Did you ask them why the line's long? And she's like, no, I'm asking you. He's like, well, we just gave them the vaccine. They are going to manage it. And she's like, well, don't you think that you should be telling them what to do? And he's like, no. We shouldn't be, government should not be telling the hospital how to manage healthcare. That's a horrible idea. And the idiots at CNN actually thought that that made their reporter look good, and they aired it in its entirety. I mean, they actually think that the government would do a better job of telling a hospital how to administer a vaccine than to let the hospital do it themselves. And I was watching, I'm like, well, that's just a great analogy for the entire Democratic Party. You take any single segment of society, you talk about education, you can go down the list. They truly believe that government is better at managing everything than private sector organizations or the like. And it's just, you look at them and you're like, what are you talking about?
Well, it's just like, they want to control the company, right? So, like, what they could do with the money is instead give out loans to new small businesses that are just starting up, creating competition to be like, all right, new pharmaceutical companies, these guys are really taking advantage of us as Americans. So we're going to use some of our tax dollars to make you guys successful, and you can take care of us because we're going to give you billions of dollars a year. Like, that's the kind of stuff that, like, the free market, Sweden's figured it out for that, because they're private. They actually, like, they're bringing back employee-owned companies now, where that's becoming a thing, and employees actually have shares of the company, like what they took away with all the pensions when they took to the global markets and started moving things overseas. All the pensions went away, and it's a, I don't know, man. It's, I've watched it happen since I was a little kid, and it's crazy that people put up with it.
Yeah, it is. Well, thank you so much for your call again. Thank you so much for your call again today. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, man.
So thank you. Thank you again. Have a good one. I guess Josh cut him off. But yeah, thank you. Thank you definitely for calling in. We do just have to move on and leave the line open for other callers. 888-441-1121 if you want to call in. I'm sending Mr. Producer Josh a link to that Ron DeSantis clip Mr. Producer, I just sent you a link to the Twitter video for it. Let me know if you can put it on. It really is incredible how they're going after him for how the vaccine is to be administered, suggesting that he knows best and that some government bureaucrat would have done it better than the actual doctors and actual healthcare professionals at the hospital. It really is incredible to me. We're also still watching the rally from Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. Interesting name for a plaza, considering the fact that there is very little freedom there today. The fact that there is a First Amendment rally there has completely eliminated the Second Amendment in that area. So Ms. Producer says he does have it cued from the beginning. Let's watch this clip from yesterday, Ron DeSantis going at it with a CNN reporter who thinks she's smart but actually isn't. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Oh, yeah, push play. Check.
Governor, what has gone wrong with the rollout of the vaccine that we've seen phone lines jammed, websites crashing?
It's a lot of demand. I mean, also, I think at the end of the day, excuse me. You just said what has gone wrong, so I'm answering the question.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or are you going to ask a question?
With all due respect, Governor,
you asked the question, I'm going
to
answer it.
I'm trying to finish my
question. No, you're giving a speech. You asked the question.
I am trying to ask you the...
You're going to ask how many questions? You get three? They only got one question. Why do you get three?
With all due respect, Governor, I'm just asking if I could finish my question.
You finished the question.
I did not. My full question is, what went wrong with the rollout of the vaccine when we've seen phone lines jammed, websites crashing?
So you're repeating your question.
To complete it for you, Governor, we've seen websites crash and also senior citizens waiting overnight for the vaccine.
Where was that at?
We've seen it in Duval, Broward, Orange, and Lee County.
Why was, like in Lee, why did that happen? Did you investigate
why? That's my question to you, Governor. You're the governor of the state. I'm not the governor of the state.
Okay, but you didn't investigate why that happened, like in Lee County. Why was there a big line? Did you investigate why?
Could you tell us
because
why?
Because we distributed vaccine to hospitals, and the hospital said, first come, first serve. If you show up, we'll do it. So they didn't use a registration system. There wasn't anything that was done, and there's a lot of demand for it. So people are going to want to go ahead and get it.
So are you saying there was no plan then from the state to make sure that senior citizens didn't wait outside overnight?
So the state is not dictating to hospitals how, we're not dictating to Carlos Mongoya how he runs his operations here. That would be a total disaster. These guys are much more competent to be able to deliver healthcare services than a state government could ever be. So we're empowering the hospitals. 80% of the initial doses over the first 3 weeks were to hospitals. And you've seen places like Jackson really take the bull by the horns. And yeah, you know, when there is an issue like that, I think the hospital, I think they made a course correction and they decided to do it a little bit differently. So, but here's the thing. If you're 74 years old in the state of Florida, we've made the decision that we want you to get vaccinated.
So that was from, I cannot believe that CNN actually thought that was a good thing to air. They aired it on repeat multiple times yesterday. They actually thought that that interaction made their reporter look good. And no, it made her look I almost called her a mental midget, but that would probably be hate speech. Mental little person. Is that the word? Yeah, mental little person. I don't think you can call them mental dwarves either. I don't think that's a lie. I think that'd be hate speech. Mental little person. She's a mental little person. She revealed herself to be one. Right? That was a great response from Ron DeSantis. I love Ron DeSantis. I'm sad that he's no longer in Congress, right? But he's doing a great job in Florida. And she kept saying, with all due respect, with all due respect. And then she proceeds to crap all over him. No, she doesn't respect him. And she's always trying to are you saying there was no plan? No, he never said that. He never said that at all. He said that he gave it to the hospitals. The hospitals did it that way. They made a course correction. Oh, so you're saying that there was no plan. They're just trying to, it's gotcha media. And the fact that CNN actually thought that that was worth covering is incredible to me. And the fact that that woman thought that that was going to be her moment to rise up the corporate ladder when we're all just sitting here laughing at her. Again, I've never seen people misread the room quite like CNN has over the past 4 years because no one watches them. No, I mean, the airports are empty. They don't really have anyone watching their channel anymore. So I've never seen someone misread the room quite the way that CNN has. But I mean, we're seeing the same thing all over. The media spent 4 years never giving Donald Trump or any conservatives the benefit of the doubt. And you look at how they've treated Trump on every issue. It's not all that dissimilar to how that reporter treated DeSantis. Never giving the benefit of the doubt, not actually asking a question, presenting a hypothesis that there was a long line because you screwed up. And he keeps asking, well, did you investigate why there was a long line? She said, no, that's your job. No, it's her job. She just had created a theory out of thin air that was DeSantis and the Florida governor's responsibility. So really, oh, Heather just said that she just got Ted Cruz's fundraising email during this show. Yeah. We'll send a reply and say that maybe you'll consider donating once he actually signs the piece of paper and stops with the quid pro quo nonsense. Yeah, I imagine that a lot of people will be getting this while we're talking today. So we have a little bit of time. If anyone wants to call in, 888-441-1121. I'm looking to see what's going on. Antifa has gotten into Washington, D.C. They got in by police escort. great. Instead of them arresting Antifa, they went after the head of the Proud Boys because he burned a Black Lives Matter banner however many weeks ago. But Antifa gets a free ride. I was talking to Joe last night, and he said that Antifa was actually taking pictures of his hotel, not just to go after him, but just taking pictures of all the hotels, trying to, I guess, to see entrances and exits, things like that. Scary stuff. And we talked to Chris earlier about the Denver rally, and he's saying, don't worry, there's going to be patriots there to protect people. Do not let the scare tactics work. And that's very, very important to reiterate. Do not let the scare tactics work, whether you're going to DC tonight or whether you're going to go to a rally more local to you. Do not let the scare tactics work. They are trying to make it you too afraid to actually show up. That is why they went out of their way to ban guns in all those areas of DC. That is why they literally in DC helped Antifa get into the city. They did that so that we would report it, and so everyone else would be too afraid to actually go. Well, do not let that work. This is it. What happens in the next 24 hours will decide the fate of this country. And yes, the fate of the world will be decided in the next 24 hours. This is not a time for sitting on our hands. This is not a time for saying, well, I did my part. Sit back and watch. Now is the time to double down. Now is the time to keep fighting. Because if we do not win this, the consequences would be disastrous. So I'll mention again, we do have our Fax Blast link in the comment section to put pressure on those GOPers to actually sign the paper. And yes, pressure on Democrats too to sign the paper to block the certification. And after that, then you do the audit and the investigation. Not the way Ted Cruz wants it, which is audit, investigation, vote before that. And it'll never happen. It'll never actually happen. There's not enough time, right? Tomorrow, the hour in Congress has already been blocked for floor speeches. Right. They're not going to hold any votes. It's not going to happen. So let's stop pretending to people that they're going to have that vote tomorrow before and just object to the damn thing. Do your job. Represent your constituents and stop the steal. No fundraising, no conditions, no if, then, none of that. Just sign the piece of paper. And we only need one senator to sign all six states. Frankly, as I said, I'd like them to object to every single individual elector. Let's drag this thing on for a total of what? 158 hours of total debate. And let's get everything on the record. But, I mean, it's going to be hard to do that when you can't even get one senator so far to sign on to object to the tragedy that went on in Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. Apparently, Holly only thinks that Pennsylvania's worth challenging. We'll see. We'll see. Still watching the rally. I don't think Joe's going to go on stage at the Prayer to Save America rally at the Freedom Plaza. I'll keep watching that, and we'll definitely play it on the show tomorrow. We're hoping that we can get Joe on to call in tomorrow, since he is on the ground in D.C. It'll probably be too hard to do video chat, but I'm hopeful that we can get him to call in. So make sure that you tune into that. We're going to be going live early, and then we'll be ending late tomorrow. And I mean, I guess theoretically we could keep going indefinitely, but I know producer Josh likes to eat his lunch right around the time that we stop broadcasting, so I don't want to interrupt.
It's typical that I am the weakest link that you mentioned to everybody. No, it's okay. You know, I'll remember that of Christmas this year and a couple holidays coming up. So, not okay. Thanks.
We would have a longer broadcast if it wasn't for Josh's damn blood sugar. That's
I know. If it wasn't for me, we'd have a much better and longer show. Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. Not only would the show be longer, but it would also be much better.
100%. I mean, transitions, videos that won't play, automatically play, birds will start singing in the sky, heaven will open up, all that stuff.
Yeah. Someone get this guy a caramel or a candy or something. He's got low blood sugar. We need a good show. Well, I'm kidding. But tomorrow we are going to go late. So, Josh, make sure you pack a lunch. So we'll be going live probably an hour, hour and a half early, staying live an hour or so late, trying to get Joe on the phone. And cutting in and out of the hearing. So make sure you tune into that. You definitely don't want to miss that broadcast. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. We have a bunch of links in the description, which if you haven't already checked it out, this is a good time to do it. First of all, make sure you like and follow our Facebook page. Make sure you subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, and then hit the all button on YouTube. Very important that you do all three of those things. Make sure you like, comment, and share. Also, very important to make sure you subscribe to the audio version of the podcast. You can find that on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Podbean. All great places. Pick whichever one's most comfortable for you and make sure you subscribe and download there. Very important as we prove out our numbers and get sponsors for the show. There's also two links, one to donate to our legal defense fund, another one to donate to Joe's legal defense fund. Two links in the description. If you haven't already, please consider making a donation there. We are on Rumble, rumble.com/user/conservative daily. As I mentioned before, if you text the word freedom to 89517, you'll get a text alert when we go live. We're going to start sending those earlier and earlier. So if you get one of those like quarter of, it'll be a little uncomfortable for you to have to wait around, but we'd much rather people get alerted before the show goes live than after the show goes live. We have so many people on the list now, we have to go earlier because the list kind of gets sent out in chunks. And if we don't go early, everyone will get it late. So make sure you text freedom to 89517, especially important now that Facebook has throttled us again for insinuating that Nancy Pelosi was woe mentally ill. Can't do that, apparently. Also can't say that AOC is woe mentally ill either. Also, there's a link in our description to sign up for our email newsletter. And we are on Parler at Conservative Daily. Make sure you follow us over there. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. My name is Max McGuire. No Joe today because he is on the ground in D.C., but remember, everyone, the fight to take back our country isn't over yet. But the only way we win is if we all stand up and fight together.